Standard Chinese, a modular approach. Biographic Information Module, Unit 4, Comprehension, Tape 1.
This unit is set in the PRC. On this tape, you'll learn to understand questions and answers about arrivals and departures. You'll remember that Mr. Martin's wife arrived in the PRC a few weeks after he did. Here's a conversation he might have had with someone before she arrived. Listen. Is your wife coming?
你爱人来吗? 你爱人来吗?
She's coming.
她来? 她来?
Here's the verb to come.
来 来 来
Listen for the verb to come, 来, in the live exchange.
你爱人来吗?
她来
Again.
你爱人来吗?
她来
Check your comprehension.
你爱人来吗?
Is your wife coming?
她来
She's coming. In English, we may sometimes use a present tense to refer to a future happening. In the last exchange, for example, she's coming probably doesn't mean that Mrs. Martin is on her way right now. Mr. Martin might amplify by saying, she's coming next month, using a present tense verb form, but specifying a future time. This is how Chinese always works. There are ways of specifying future time, but there is nothing like a future tense. It's the same for specifying past time. In English, anything before the time of speaking must have a past tense verb. In Chinese, there is no such uniform rule. There are, however, several ways of indicating that an event took place before a certain time. Unless some other time is specifically mentioned, this time is assumed to be the time of speaking. For instance, listen to the following exchange. Has your wife come?
你爱人来了吗? 你爱人来了吗?
Yes, she's come.
来了,她来了。来了,她来了。
Both of these sentences contain the expression 来了, the verb 来 plus the neutral tone syllable 了. We translate the expression 来了 as has come. This translation suggests the two different things indicated by the added syllable 了. First, the fact that the action has been completed. In other words, that Mrs. Martin came to Peking. And second, the fact that a new situation has come about. In other words, that she is in Peking now. Because there's the meaning that a new situation has come about, the sentence 她来了 could also be translated, she's here. Later you will find that Chinese can indicate either of the two meanings separately, either the completion of an action alone or the coming about of a new situation alone. Here's the exchange live.
你爱人来了吗?
来了,她来了.
Again.
你爱人来了吗?
来了,她来了.
Check your comprehension.
你爱人来了吗?
Has your wife come?
来了,她来了.
Yes, she's come. Here's another live exchange. Listen.
你朋友也都来了吗?
他们也都来了.
Notice the position of the adverbs 也 and 都 before the verb. Again.
你朋友也都来了吗?
他们也都来了.
Check your comprehension.
你朋友也都来了吗?
Have your friends all come too?
他们也都来了.
They've all come too. Let's go back to the situation where Mr. Martin is alone in Peking and listen to him say that his wife has not come to China. Has your wife come too?
你爱人也来了吗? 你爱人也来了吗?
She hasn't come yet.
她还没来. 她还没来.
Compare this negative answer with the affirmative answer you heard earlier to the same question. There's more difference than you would expect. She has come.
她来了。她来了。
She hasn't come yet.
她还没来。她还没来。
First, the negative of a completed action expression is indicated by putting the syllable 没 in front of the verb. 没来。Second, the fact that we are talking about the situation as of now is indicated by adding the adverb 还。
她还没来。
She hasn't come yet. You've had the adverb 还 translated as still. Here we translate it as yet. Both the English sentence, she hasn't come yet, and the Chinese sentence, 她还没来, suggest, of course, that she is coming sometime. If you knew she wasn't planning to come, you'd simply say, 她不来, she's not coming. Here's the exchange again, live.
你爱人也来了吗?
他还没来。
Again.
你爱人也来了吗?
他还没来。
Check your comprehension.
你爱人也来了吗?
Has your wife come too?
他还没来。
She hasn't come yet. You'll recognize the 没 in this exchange as the special negative that occurred in 没有, as in the sentence...我们没有孩子。We don't have any children. The syllable 没 in 没来 is actually an abbreviation of 没有. Either 没有 or 没 can be used for the negation of a completed action sentence. Listen for 没有 in this live exchange.
他来了吗?
他还没有来。
Again.
他来了吗?
他还没有来。
As a review of verbs with and without the markers 了 and 还没, see if you understand the following random sentences.
他来。
He's coming.
他不来。
He's not coming.
他来了。
He's come.
他还没来。
She hasn't come yet.
他不来。
He isn't coming.
他还没有来。
She hasn't come yet.
他来了。
She's come.
他还没来。
He hasn't come yet.The Chinese expression for when is 什么时候, literally, what time. You already know the word for what, 什么. Listen to the word for time.
时候, 时候, 时候.
Now listen to the expression what time, that is, when.
什么时候, 什么时候, 什么时候.
Here's the word for tomorrow.
明天，明天，明天。
Listen for when, 什么时候, and tomorrow, 明天, in this exchange about Mrs. Martin. When is she coming?
她什么时候来? 她什么时候来?
She's coming tomorrow.
她明天来。她明天来。
Here it is live.
他什么时候来?
他明天来。
Again.
他什么时候来?
他明天来。
Check your comprehension.
他什么时候来?
When is she coming?
他明天来。
She's coming tomorrow. Now listen as Mr. Martin is asked about a friend.When is your friend arriving?
你朋友什么时候到?你朋友什么时候到?
He's already arrived.
他已经到了。他已经到了。
Here's the verb for to arrive.
到。到。到。
And here's the word for already.
已经。已经。已经
Here's the exchange live.
你朋友什么时候到？
他已经到了。
Again.
你朋友什么时候到？
他已经到了。
Check your comprehension.
你朋友什么时候到？
When is your friend arriving?
他已经到了。
He's already arrived. Now see if you can understand the following live exchange.
你爱人孩子已经来了吗？
我爱人已经来了。我孩子还没来。
Again.
你爱人孩子已经来了吗？
我爱人已经来了。我孩子还没来。
Check your comprehension.
你爱人孩子已经来了吗？
Have your wife and children come already?
我爱人已经来了。
My wife has come already.
我孩子还没来。
My children haven't come yet.As a review of what we've covered so far, make sure you understand the following sentences. Each is given twice.
他什么时候来？他什么时候来？
When is she coming?
他已经到了。他已经到了。
He has arrived already.
他什么时候到？他什么时候到？
When is she arriving?
他还没到。他还没到。
He hasn't arrived yet.
他明天来吗？他明天来吗？
Is she coming tomorrow?
他已经来了吗？他已经来了吗？
Has she come already?
他不来。他不来。
She isn't coming. You may want to rewind the tape and go over this last exercise again. So far, you haven't had any sentences concerned with when completed actions took place.These sentences don't use the markers le and may. The markers le and may are used to specify whether or not an action was completed. That is, they're used when the center of interest of a sentence is the verb. But when the action is in the past, and the center of interest is on something other than the verb, on the time the action took place, for example, a completely different construction is used. Let's say that Mrs. Martin arrived yesterday. Here's the word for yesterday.
昨天，昨天，昨天。
Listen to this exchange about when Mrs. Martin arrived. When did she arrive?
她是什么时候到的？她是什么时候到的？
She arrived yesterday.
她是昨天到的。她是昨天到的。
There are two unexpected elements in these sentences. The first unexpected element is the verb 是, which appears before the time expressions 什么时候, when, and 昨天, yesterday. Notice that the verb 是 is in the neutral tone. Listen. When did she arrive?
她是什么时候到的?
She arrived yesterday.
她是昨天到的。
Here, the word 是 is really a marker which identifies the phrase that follows it as the center of interest.The second unexpected element is the final syllable, the, added to the verb, 到, to arrive. Listen for 到的 in the exchange. When did she arrive?
她是什么时候到的?
She arrived yesterday.
她是昨天到的。
You can think of the marker, the, as substituting for the marker, le, when the action is in the past and the center of interest is shifted away from the verb. Now here's the exchange live.
她是什么时候到的?
他是昨天到的。
Again.
他是什么时候到的？
他是昨天到的。
Check your comprehension.
他是什么时候到的？
When did she arrive?
他是昨天到的。
She arrived yesterday. Let's compare a sentence about when an action is going to take place with a sentence about when a completed action took place. Notice the addition of the markers 是 and 的 in the past time sentence. She's coming tomorrow.
她明天来。她明天来。
She came yesterday.
她是昨天来的。她是昨天来的。
Now let's compare a sentence centering on the completion of a past action with a sentence centering on when a past action was completed. Notice the use of 了 when the verb is the center of interest and the use of 是 and 的 when the time expression is the center of interest. She has come.
她来了。她来了。
She came yesterday.
她是昨天来的。她是昨天来的。
Listen to the following live conversation.
你是什么时候到的？
我是昨天到的。
你爱人也来了吗？
他还没来。
他什么时候来？
他明天来。
Again.
你是什么时候到的？
我是昨天到的。
你爱人也来了吗？
他还没来。
他什么时候来？
他明天来。
Check your comprehension.
你是什么时候到的？
When did you arrive?
我是昨天到的。
I arrived yesterday.
你爱人也来了吗？
Has your wife come too?
她还没来。
She hasn't come yet.
她什么时候来？
When is she coming?
她明天来。
She's coming tomorrow. So far, all of our examples of the construction with 是 and 的 have involved time expressions. But this device may be used to shift the center of interest from the verb to another part of the sentence. Take the following exchange. Did you come alone?
你是一个人来的吗？你是一个人来的吗？
No, I didn't come alone.
不是，我不是一个人来的。不是，我不是一个人来的。
You probably recognized 一个人 as the expression one person. Here it's being used to describe how Mr. Martin came to China. That is, alone or not alone. The fact that he did come is assumed. Notice that in a 是的 sentence, the negative goes with the marker 是。Not with the main verb. The short answer to a question with 是的 is also formed with the marker 是 rather than with the main verb. Listen to the exchange live.
你是一个人来的吗？
不是，我不是一个人来的。
Again.
你是一个人来的吗？
不是，我不是一个人来的。
Check your comprehension.
你是一个人来的吗？
Did you come alone?
不是，我不是一个人来的。
No, I didn't come alone. The conversation might continue as follows, live.
你爱人孩子也都来了吗？
他们也都来了。
Again.
你爱人孩子也都来了吗？
他们也都来了。
Mr. Martin,talking to a certain comrade Lin, finds out that she's just been transferred to Chengdu. Here's the verb to leave.
走走走
And here's the word for today.
今天今天今天
Listen to the exchange. When are you leaving?
你什么时候走？你什么时候走？
I'm leaving today.
我今天走。我今天走。
Here it is live.
你什么时候走？
我今天走。
Again.
你什么时候走？
我今天走。
Check your comprehension.
你什么时候走？
When are you leaving?
我今天走。
I'm leaving today. Now listen as Mr. Martin asks this question a little differently. What day are you leaving?
你哪天走？你哪天走？
I'm leaving today.
我今天走。我今天走。
Here's the word for what day. Literally, which day?
哪天？哪天？哪天？
The word for day is 天. The bound word 哪, which, combines with the word 天 to form a compound question word, 哪天, just like the compound question word 哪国, which country. In this compound, and in the words 今天, 明天, and 昨天, the bound word 天, day, loses its tone. Notice that the word 哪天, like the other time expressions you've had,goes before the verb. Here's the exchange live.
你哪天走？
我今天走。
Again.
你哪天走？
我今天走。
Now listen to the following live exchange.
你们走吗？
走，我们走。
你们哪天走？
我明天走。我爱人已经走了。
他是什么时候走的？
他是昨天走的。
Again,
你们走吗？
走，我们走。
你们哪天走？
我明天走，我爱人已经走了。
他是什么时候走的？
他是昨天走的。
Check your comprehension.
你们走吗？
Are you leaving?
走，我们走。
Yes, we're leaving.
你们哪天走？
What day are you leaving?
我明天走。
I'm leaving tomorrow.
我爱人已经走了。
My wife has left already.
她是什么时候走的？
When did she leave?
她是昨天走的。
She left yesterday.Now here's a live conversation reviewing what you've covered on this tape. Mr. Bauer has just arrived in Peking, and his predecessor, Mr. Flynn, is about to leave. Listen.
Bauer 先生来了吗？
他已经来了。
他是哪天到的？
他是昨天到的。
Bauer 夫人也来了吗？
他还没来。Bauer 先生是一个人来的。Bauer 夫人跟孩子都还在美国。
他们来吗？
来，他们来。
鲍尔先生现在住在哪儿？
他住在菲林先生家。
菲林先生还没走吗？
他还没走。
他什么时候走？
他明天走。
Again.
鲍尔先生来了吗？
他已经来了。
他是哪天到的？
他是昨天到的。
鲍尔夫人也来了吗？
他还没来。鲍尔先生是一个人来的。鲍尔夫人跟孩子都还在美国。
他们来吗？
来，他们来。
鲍尔先生现在住在哪儿？
他住在菲林先生家。
菲林先生还没走吗？
他还没走。
他什么时候走？
他明天走。
Check your comprehension.
鲍尔先生来了吗？
Has Mr. Bauer come yet?
他已经来了。
He's already come.
他是哪天到的？
What day did he arrive?
他是昨天到的。
He arrived yesterday.
鲍尔夫人也来了吗？
Has Mrs. Bauer come too?
他还没来。鲍尔先生是一个人来的。
She hasn't come yet. Mr. Bauer came alone.
鲍尔夫人跟孩子都还在美国。
Mrs. Bauer and the children are still in the United States.
他们来吗？
Are they coming?
来，他们来。
Yes, they're coming.
鲍尔先生现在住在哪儿？
Where is Mr. Bauer staying now?
他住在菲林先生家。
He's staying at Mr. Flynn's house.
菲林先生还没走吗？
Hasn't Mr. Flynn left yet?
他还没走。
He hasn't left yet.
他什么时候走？
When is he leaving?
他明天走。
He's leaving tomorrow. As a final review, see if you can translate the following random sentences from the target list. Let's start. Number one.
他明天来吗？
Is he coming tomorrow? Number two.
我今天走。
I'm leaving today.Number three.
你朋友来了吗？
Has your friend come? Number four.
她是什么时候到的？
When did she arrive? Number five.
她已经来了。
He's already come. Number six.
她是昨天到的。
She arrived yesterday.Number seven.
你哪天走？
What day are you leaving? Number eight.
他还没到。
He hasn't arrived yet. Number nine.
你是一个人来的吗？
Did you come alone?
不是，我不是一个人来的。
No, I didn't come alone.If you think you're ready, go on to the P1 tape.
This is the end of the tape. End of Biographic Information Module, Unit 4, Comprehension Tape 1.